Happy game day. I appreciate you taking the time, Drew. How are you?
What's up, Craig? How are you?
Good. So here it is, game day, and this was a question we were talking to Coach Dodge about yesterday, but it's always interesting to hear from the head coaches when you have a Thursday game. And you've already had a Thursday game this year, but the routine, how it's altered, and how closely to the regular routine you like to keep it when you get into a shorter game week.
Well, yeah, you just got to squeeze a lot in, especially when it's a great opponent like we have. So it is definitely a little different, but we've played in Thursday games a ton around here, with sometimes having to play at Round Rock or back when I was in Austin ISD. So I think I've got a good system with it and trying to make sure we still get all of our stuff in. But it is definitely a push to get prepared for a varsity football game.
Yeah, and you've done that Thursday run up to Killeen as well.
Yeah, we've done that many a time, but I honestly don't mind it. I tell you, there's nothing like a victory on Friday after you've got a Thursday win. So as long as you win, it's pretty cool.
That makes Friday a lot more enjoyable for your guys.
For sure.
I always ask you when we cross the threshold past the halfway mark of the season, how the team is holding up health-wise, because it's always you get those bumps and bruises in the second half of the season. And I know it also puts a little more onus on you and the coaching and training and medical staff to make sure, even with the smaller nagging injuries, that your guys take care of their bodies and take care of themselves at this time of year.
Oh, yeah. You know, you always, and I'm sure Cedar Ridge and everybody else in the district has those nagging things that you deal with. You know, one of my lines at the beginning of the year, first day of practice, is, okay, feel how you feel right now. That's as good as you'll feel all season. So just get your mind right, because it's just it's a collision sport, and so you're just not going to feel good all the time. And some of the guys, it's like they get, you know, in a minor car accident almost every day in practice, as physical as they are with, you know, like the lineman positions and things like that. So, you know, yeah, you're going to have all that stuff, and you want to be preemptive on some of that. Like if you've got an athlete that has a history of ankle sprains, making sure they're taped and making sure that they're wearing their ankle braces, or it's making sure that you've got, you know, we have people that, you know, do a Rosti stuff on our guys that have tight hamstrings or have a history with that, you know. So it is really, you are managing it nonstop all the time if you do it right.
Coach, when you watch this Cedar Ridge Ball Club on tape, what do you see? They've been consistently one of the more consistent programs in the area the last 5, 6, 7 years. When you watch this club on tape, what do you see?
Well, I mean, I see a mirror image of us. You know, Sam does a great job. And he is, let's start at the very, like, the lower levels. He is one of the few schools on my schedule that work really hard to make sure they have a freshman A and a freshman B and a JV A and a JV B. And they always have that every single year. So he cares a lot about the development of his program. And you can see it on Friday nights. And then to their varsity team, you know, they always have one guy that is extremely explosive, and sometimes some years multiple guys. And then they play really hard. And then defensively, they always got one or two guys that when you see them on tape, you kind of say to your guys, hey, look away. Don't look at him directly in the eyes, you know, because he's that tough looking and that mean looking, you know. And so, you know, they've got some players and got a big defensive end, number 11, that's really good. And their quarterback is a great operator, throws the ball well, and have a very fast receiver, good running back, and some other good pieces too. So, I mean, they're to their record, you know, not by accident. They've beaten some good teams. It's a good team.
Our weekly visit with Vandegrift Vipers head coach Drew Sanders here on Light the Tower on the Horn with Craig Wade and Jeff Howe and Snoop Daniel.
Coach, it looks like Griffin Schaefer's move to safety was genius, and I think he had a score on defense last week. Can you kind of talk about his development in his senior year?
Yeah, Griffin Schaefer is an unusual young man in a good way. You know, he is just one of those rare guys that's an elite athlete. He's a Division I lacrosse player, but he has remained coachable. And he's our captain, one of our captains. He's a great leader. And we pulled him in, and we had him at one position, then we moved him, then we moved him again to our boundary safety. We call it a rover. And he just, you know, he just said, yeah, coach, whatever you need. And so that comes from great parents and him just being a great leader. And then he, of course, he can do whatever he wants. He could probably play running back for us if he wanted to. But yeah, you saw what he did with the ball in his hands. He's probably going to be asking to carry the ball some.
I would imagine also that this is something I talked with Coach Sark about last night, which will be on tonight's show on Longhorn Weekly. The deal about maximizing your talent in the places where they help you the most, and while you and the coaching staff certainly can have a vision for what you see out of that, clearly it doesn't always match the vision of what the young man or the young man's parents might have for him. Does that continue to be one of the intriguing challenges as a head coach or as any kind of football coach in making sure the kid understands that what you're envisioning for him not only is best for the program, but maybe in the long haul best for him?
Yeah, you know, I think that the days of a coach just telling a kid, hey, you need to do this because I tell you to do it. I mean, I guess you could do it that way, but I just don't think it works anymore. And so you have to, as a coach, you have to adapt with the times. And so for us, if we're moving a guy's position, we're going to explain it to the young man. We're going to tell him why. We're going to tell him why it's going to benefit him. And, of course, that we hope that he sees the benefit to the team, too. And then we tell our guys all the time, there's nothing wrong with having your own goals and dreams and visions, you know, and hopefully it fits within the teams. And if it doesn't, then we'll kind of try to talk that through. And then it also includes, at the high school level, sometimes you need to explain that to parents. And when I was a younger head coach, I would try to avoid those conversations for multiple reasons, as you can imagine. We got into coaching to be around kids, right, and not to have to visit with parents and stuff. But I have learned, as I've done this a long time, it's sometimes a lot better just to also call the parents and say, hey, do you have any questions? This is kind of what we're thinking, and that's been a real benefit for us at Vandegrift.
I'm wondering if you started to really have that development personally as a head coach of that element of it when you were at Travis. And the reason why I say that is if someone just texted in on the text line, said, great to hear Coach Sanders. I'm very fortunate to have played for him at Travis. He taught me so much and helped me become a good man. Much love, Coach.
Wow.
And it's signed T.W. So,
Shriver, T.W. Shriver. Yeah,
okay.
Great young man.
Well, and during that time, I mean, you've described that in the past as being a developmental time for you as a head coach. And so that brings to mind the challenges that you have in developing these young men at the time.
Yeah, you do, you know, and you never want to ever forget that as a coach of, you know, ultimately your job, yes, it's to win games, and ultimately I will lose my job if we don't win enough games as deemed by our bosses, whoever. You can insert me or insert Cedar Ridge coach or whoever, right? But ultimately we can never forget that first is development of our players, and if you develop the players and you create a great program, then the winning all takes care of itself, and that includes sometimes hard conversations and sometimes preemptive conversations of parents, this is kind of what we're thinking, here's why. You know, all that stuff, and then hopefully the kids kind of see that. But ultimately, it is about developing young men, and how do you do that? You develop through relationships and making sure that they know you care and love them, and then the kids will be more prone to listen to you, right? When you talk to them about the other football stuff.
Final thing here, Drew. What's important? What turns this ball game tonight?
Special teams. Special teams are really, really important. We both have good special teams, so I think whoever makes the least mistakes on special teams is going to have the first say. And the number two is whoever can create turnovers and limit theirs. This is going to be a contested game. It's going to be a big crowd, lots of energy. And so those two things, you know, I mean, they can turn a game. And so I think those are key again tonight. And then probably final, the war up in the trenches, you know. I mean, it's going to be our O-line versus their big D-line and vice versa. See who can – we both like to run the ball. So we're going to see who can run the ball and stop the run.
All right. It's Drew Sanders, head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers, joining us our weekly conversation. Drew, I appreciate the time. Good luck to you. We'll look forward to the conversation next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Drew Sanders, head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers.